This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Wildfire smoke is continuing to degrade air quality in Colorado's north central mountains. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the effects are already showing up at a local health clinic.
Sue Golden is a physician's assistant at UC Health Urgent Care in Steamboat Springs. Over the last few days, she's seen about 15 patients with health complaints possibly related to wildfire smoke. That includes everything from itchy eyes to respiratory struggles with asthma.
It's definitely people on vacation that are visiting, and particularly people who are camping, who I feel like are tending to be outside much more than people who reside here and can go inside and shut their windows and doors.
State officials say rain could help clean up the air by Wednesday, but warn there could still be pockets of bad smoke near the Morgan Creek fire burning just north of Steamboat. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A man was hurt during a standoff with Aurora police early this morning. The department says the suspect was injured by shrapnel and is in custody. Officers had previously been called to his apartment along with mental health professionals. The suspect had allegedly threatened neighbors. After police responded multiple times overnight, they say the suspect fired at them and at an armored SWAT vehicle. No one else was injured, and an investigation is underway. A woman who struck a protester with her car in Denver last year has been acquitted of assault charges, but a jury did find Jennifer Watson guilty of reckless driving, according to her attorney. A widely circulated video showed her using her black SUV to drive through protesters in downtown Denver during a rally against police violence and racism. This is CPR News.